With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special episode of Derpy Show.
Derpy Show.
My name is DJ Snorlax, but you may call me Chan Sterling. To my left is a nice gentleman by the name of Boar. And to my right...
I'm Boar.
To my right, a very elegant fellow by the name of DJ Neo Faust.
Quiet.
Thank you for coming, gentlemen. We had a recent forum thread that stated that we were a little... offensive, a little less.
We do not like to be offensive.
Yeah, we want to be as calm and elegant as you intelligent listeners truly deserve. So thank you.
You're
for
all
listening.
Very intelligent.
Yes, thank you for listening to this handsome. Yes, very handsome.
We baked you brownies.
I thought those were for my birthday.
Oh. They are for his birthday.
They're for everyone's birthday.
Well, happy birthday,
happy
DJ
birthday! Yeah.
Oh, right, it's my birthday. Yeah,
we made you brownies out of like all organic
unless,
stuff
of course,
from the garden.
You don't celebrate birthdays.
Oh,
in which
true.
Case, we just wish you to have a great day.
You know what? When I'm here with my friends, I am having a great day.
Aww.
Very non-materialistic, non-offensive
you know,
day.
We all have a few non-alcoholic beverages with us. We should toast to friendship.
Oh, some lavender tea. Yeah, lavender tea.
Here, let's have a nice little clink.
Ah, clink. Yes. Toast to friendship.
Tasty. By the way, this is fair trade tea.
So anyway, we had a few complaints about how offensive we have been, and we really just want to put out an episode where we're as unoffensive as possible.
Yes, we actually don't even want to consider the idea of being offensive, so you can go ahead and call this episode No Things Considered.
No Things Considered.
No Things Considered.
That's very zen of you.
Yeah. We're thinking about maybe changing up the name, go for like a NDR, like National Derpy Radio.
That's good.
Try to really get that hammered in there. I mean, we don't want to hammer, like try to get that set in place gently.
Like to pat that in there, pat that in there.
We don't want to insult anybody.
Yeah.
We got to make everybody feel included. And happy about this episode.
And we're going to try very hard to pronounce everything as accurately as possible.
That's sometimes difficult.
Yes, but we'll re-record anything we need to make sure that the pronunciations are accurate.
I'm just not going to speak this whole episode.
It's for the best.
All right, guys, do we have any awesome, non-offensive topics that we can talk about? Does anybody have anything they want to bring up?
No, I'm just yawning. Sorry. No.
It's okay. It's a natural body function. Mm-hmm. People need to yawn.
Neofast, anything?
No. Are you okay over there?
I'm all right. I'm trying to be passive aggressive here. I'm trying to be.
No aggression. No aggression.
Oh, okay. No. Passive. Non-aggressive.
Passive non-aggressive. Oh.
Passive, yeah.
Yeah, we should strive to be passive non-aggressive.
Passive non-aggressive. Oh, do you have any awesome non-offensive topics?
No, I don't.
This is going to be the shortest Derpy show ever.
Possibly.
I think I got something.
You've got something.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes, I'd like to bring up this new tea I tried the other day.
Oh, a new tea.
It's completely fair trade, and it's lavender. It's a nice little based tea.
Oh, we don't say.
No.
Oh, okay.
Say.
You have to be racially sensitive.
Say #00000.
Oh, how modern of you. Yes, it's that type of tea. #00000. Yes, that's another way of saying that. Very, very passive, non aggressive way of saying that, yeah.
Anyway, where can we find this tea?
This
if
tea,
we want to try it at home.
You could find it at your local.
You know what? I don't give a fuck about your tea.
God damn it.
This is the worst segment ever.
This is fucking stupid.
Let's just do a normal show.
Go to the hipster hole.
Yeah. Go. Whoever the fuck wanted us to be less offensive.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck
guy.
That.
That was
fuck
part of that guy. Brain aneurysm right there.
So, welcome to the real episode of Derpy Show.
Clap track? I thought that's an actual word. Clap track is an actual Victorian word.
Clap trap is an actual robot.
And he fucking loves dubstep.
Yeah, he has a lot. 98% more wub-wubs.
I can't wait for the next train break. We're totally dubstepping it.
Oh, yeah, dude. Seriously.
It's not train break yet.
I lay down the bass.
No, you got train.
I lay down the beats. We're going to do this drum step style.
Drunk?
Drum bug style.
It's up there with the whole noise course.
Wait. We're doing it. Wait. Did you say we're doing it like?
No. I was just saying it's another genre under dubstep because drum step is a little, like, you know, elaboration upon that. And how I know you hate all this little, like, you know, drum step. Yeah.
Yes, I hate how there's like a genre for everything. Thing, yeah. Every band's their own fucking genre.
Yeah.
I get it. We talked about it. Yeah. Let's move on.
It's all right.
No, it's not all right.
Hey guys, remember that time at Neo Gaiman?
See, I wasn't going to say anything because I was going to talk about Alan Moore.
Fuck you.
By H.P. Lovecraft.
No.
H.P. Lovecraft.
That's a camera.
Technology, bitches.
There you go. What do you want?
I don't know what I want anymore.
I like a woman.
What are you doing?
Note to Neil Faust's girlfriend. He wants a woman.
Huh?
You just said I want a woman.
He's like, how like a woman?
Oh.
He said, is my mind disconnected everything I say? Like I say, I'm going to say, I want a sandwich. And it turns out something terrible. Is that what, there's a disconnect between my mind and my mouth. You know, the little neural pathways. It's just like, hey, ask for a sandwich. And I ask for like, what, a hand job or
Did
something?
Did you say Asperger sandwich?
Is he?
You know what's really awesome? Is he said child rape like 5 times. And he just said, I want, so we can now edit together, I want child rape. And that's going to be awesome.
Oh my God, we're going to get, oh my God.
I don't even need to edit you, though.
No.
You just flat out said it.
Well.
Oh dear God, it's so messed up. I want child rape.
Derpy Show.
Oh man, so what's the right pronunciation, by the way? Is it Des Moines's?
I like to say Des Moines's.
Dermans?
I'm sorry, but I don't speak Spanish, so how do you pronounce it? Just like Illinois?
I don't... What?
Illinois.
That's not how you say Illinois.
Illinois?
That's not how you say
phonetically American-wise.
Illinois.
Illinois. Well, why do I put the I-S at the end of it? This is America, not France.
Illinois!
Actually, that could be one of the first things we talk about, Derpy Show corrections.
We
correct ourselves.
So, last episode, we mistakenly took the chopper to Iowa.
Iowa, yes.
Oh, when,
based on an internet article that we did about 5 seconds of research with.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Less than that, we glanced at the article.
We are up there with journalistic standards.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we read that article, quote-unquote read that article, and it was about...
I did not even look at it. I'm actually from the area that the article is about.
Didn't even look at it.
Yeah, Rock Island was like a few hours away from where I grew up.
Wow, is that where Kiss is from?
What?
Rock Island?
No, that's Detroit Rock City. It's different. Oh. So apparently it was not actually in Iowa. Because apparently
Rock
like,
Island is literally right over the river from Iowa.
That's gotcha. Practically Iowa.
Yeah.
Is there
so
corn there?
It's like a
football field away from Iowa.
It's like a quad state area?
It's a quad city area.
Gotcha.
Oh.
There's two cities that are next to each other on one side of the river, and there are two cities that are next to each other on the other side of the river.
And the river separates the states?
Yes.
Gotcha. So we got the state wrong by a matter of, like, feet.
Now, the Chopter is a pretty fast vehicle. Obviously, you got from Florida to train break. I think we need a train break.
Train break is so awesome. Why would we record anywhere else?
Oh, we need to do that more web-steppy next time.
What the fuck were we talking about?
The Quad Cities.
Quad City.
Okay.
DJs.
Yeah, so somebody got mad
the train.
That you said you were in Iowa when you were, in fact, right fucking next to Iowa.
Right. Like, we thought we were actually in what?
Wait.
Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the psychological breakdown of this anger thing. Why? It's still the same region. I mean, like, Americans are stupid all around. Anybody's stupid all around.
No.
Why would it matter?
What you have to understand is nerds get boners from two things.
I thought you would hate your hometown.
No.
I hate my hometown.
Well, some people, there's some, it's like patriotism. Sometimes you love it. But nerds get boners from two things. One, everything.
Being correct about everything.
And two, correcting someone when they're wrong.
Gotcha.
And part of that correcting someone when they're wrong also is saying first anytime there's a comment field.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's sort of a, you have to.
Why is that up there? It's like, first post. Okay, great. I don't get it. Okay, whatever. I never got that whole...
It's because nerds can never win a race, so they feel really excited that they can be first in something.
So speaking from
experience. Anyway, I just want to say that was the stupidest comment, I think, complaint about a show I've ever heard.
Yes.
I hope he's trolling.
We also were, like we said, we got complaints that we were offensive, but fuck that. Our show is a little offensive, but we're all a little offensive sometimes.
We weren't sensitive to furries.
Oh, we weren't sensitive to furries.
Yeah.
Harden the fuck up. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, you chose that lifestyle, so it's alright. I have nothing against it.
Does that mean there's furry listeners, or...
If that's the case, then cool, welcome it. But here's the thing, you know, deal with it. I mean, we're not here to, like, you know, tear down your lifestyle or anything.
Yeah.
We work in the realm of satire, and I don't know about any of you guys, if you know what satire is. It's basically a reductionist style of just bringing things down to the ground to see what it truly is. And if you can't accept the fact of what you truly are, then you have problems to begin with.
Yeah, like, I used to have these satire sheets on my bed, and it was really, really smooth and comfy.
Yeah.
So we
you have
totally,
to know yourself very well.
We totally know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So.
I like those t-shirt sheets. You ever had those? They feel like a t-shirt? Feel like you're sleeping in a giant t-shirt.
Well, it's coming from a guy who used to sleep in a pile of his own laundry, that doesn't really sound
you were
awesome.
Like Rigby?
Yeah, like Rigby? What the fuck is Rigby?
Isn't it from that cartoon show? Regular show?
Oh, that's
from
regular show. Okay. I thought this was like a childhood cartoon.
No, the girlfriend's dressed up as
no, Rigby. Rigby sleeps on a trampoline underneath a pile of dirty clothes.
That sounds... sanitary. Isn't Rigby a raccoon?
That's a raccoon.
Seriously, when he does some kind of weird pose where he like looks straight up, but his eyes like drop below his like chin for some odd reason. That always like
yes.
bothers me yeah. in the animation. That's... He looks straight up, and his eyeballs just drop.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds like two of the apartments I used to live in on Metro West.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's regional humor.
Oh, and we also have one correction on a previous podcast.
Oh, wait, what's that correction?
The correction was we did a big story about Gordon
yes.
Ramsay sex dwarf who
oh.
got killed by badgers.
I had
and apparently that was a joke article.
I had a funny inclination that was something from The Sun or something like
that.
It
was fake.
Oh, gas. But I wouldn't doubt that, though. Maybe it's a cover-up. It's the Illuminati.
See,
I hate
like
the Illuminati.
I'm just very upset that it's not true, because that was just such like a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It touched my heart.
I'm just kind of sad now.
You're sad that Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf didn't die.
Well, I don't want the guy to die, but I'm sad
he
that...
He doesn't even exist, is the thing.
There isn't a Gordon Ramsay sex dwarf?
No.
What?
Apparently not.
Like, I'm just all sorts of upset now. Like, first, I thought that I could get a mini-me Gordon Ramsay, at least in VHS form, but now I found out there's no baby Gordon Ramsay, and there's no fucking no porn Gordon. Version.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
There's also no Santa Claus, too.
Well, yeah, no duh.
But there is Santa Claus porn.
Yes, at least there's that. That's come true. On now.
But there's Krampus. Krampus is pretty scary.
What? Krampus?
You ever heard of Krampus?
Are you going to blow me where the Krampus is?
No. Apparently in Austria, Krampus is like horned demon guy that comes at like, you know, fucking Christmas and steals bad children away.
I know of the Krampus.
Dude, they have a fucking Krampus parade every year. That's the best fucking thing. It's like Halloween Horror Nights in the middle of like, you know, Christmas. And it's scary as fucking Krampus looks like a fucking demon. He looks like worse than the demon from Legend.
I know quite a bit about Krampus. I've heard this before. But yeah, yeah, so he is one of the companions of like this of Saint Nick.
Santa.
Santa, could it be
Satan? Yeah, he's a friend of Santa. And basically Santa goes like, this kid's been bad. Instead of getting coal, the bitches get drug away to get what, eaten or turned into something? Well, honestly, no, the Krampus is just, it's mostly like, because seriously, like the freaking, that region there, the ex kind of like Nordic regions and like Germany area there, their mythoses are very just like, you know, Grimm's fairy tales come from there. And they were very dark and gloomy. And hell, I mean, you'd think, you know, Santa Claus, yay, we're all happy, but no, man, fucking kids misbehave in Germany, your ass is gonna get drug away in the middle of the night. God. But then again,
and cool. Also, they have stories about a fictional thing that could happen.
That's true. What? You're drawing the lines into something I think you're being sarcastic about.
No, what I just feel what? Like in Germany, they probably really would just drag kids out in the middle of the night and kill them. Or am I thinking of Darfur?
That's her parents. And then they're enslaved in the army.
So I've done a little bit of research on the Krampus, since we just discussed this. So you have Santa, mm-hmm. who goes around, like we think of Santa as having a good list and a naughty list, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, in Austria, there's Saint Nick, who comes and gives you candy and toys.
Saint Nick, yeah, not Santa Claus.
And he knocks at your door and goes, hey, I'm St. Nick, here's your stuff. So you're like, oh shit, St. Nick, free shit.
He doesn't come through the chimney. He just, you know, illegally knocks on the door due to, you know, German law.
Yeah.
And comes through the door. Same as in Austria.
But the Krampus will also knock on your door on the same day.
Yep.
And instead, he, like, rapes you.
Well, I heard he does bad things, but I didn't know that he rapes
like,
you.
He supplies coal and rooten bundles, which I'm not quite sure what the fuck a rooten bundle is. But here's the most important part, is... They
wait,
have,
isn't rooting another word for sex in Australia?
Yes, yeah.
So a rootin' bundle is probably like, he
like
at least puts on a condom.
In your bundle, right?
No, I think like it's just a bundle of things to help when he's fucking you.
Okay, so like lube.
Yeah, he's got some lube like, and some condoms
like,
in there.
Like a bit, like a ball gag. And
yeah, a ball gag, maybe some.
Are we going down
rupees?
Gotcha.
Good
well,
God.
Well, the thing is also.
Because you can't remember Krampus, right?
Can't
so he's probably got roofies.
God, you can't remember. It's like the silence.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But anyway, so there's a tradition to give greeting cards featuring the Krampus. It's a special event they call Krampuskarten.
I know they have a big parade in, like, Vienna and, like, Austria.
Well, yeah. Well, this is another part of that, where they give out cards. And the cards is usually the Krampus, like, looming over small children with sexual overtones pursuing buxom women.
What?
I'm looking at one card right now where it's a child on one of those like rocking horses, yeah. But the Krampus is holding like a bunch of sticks and is sitting behind it with his arms wrapped around the child and his like 8-foot long tongue wrapping out in the air.
I know, yeah, he has a long ass tongue that you like, you know, like
it's really disturbing.
Yeah.
So
what? What does he do? Is like, is that what he goes on about?
Kind of. That's kind of exactly what we're talking about.
Okay. This is disturbing, but no, well, I don't know, I like the parade, because there's, like, a bunch of people all in these creative, like, get-ups that look like Krampus, and it's like HHN on steroids.
Oh, hey, I found out what a rootin' bundle is.
Oh, good God.
Was it anything like I said?
Kind of, actually.
They use it to shove things?
It's a bundle of sticks that he beats people with.
Oh,
okay, yeah. It lashes you with his tongue, too. Does his tongue have powers, like paralyzation
well,
powers?
In some versions of the myth, he carries a whip instead, which is definitely like what we were talking
about. Yeah, that's the kind of root and bundle I was thinking of.
Sometimes he also appears with a sack or a wash tub strapped to his back. This is to cart off evil children drowning, eating, or transportation straight to hell.
That's what it was. I remember he carried them off. I'm like, oh shit.
So I just want to think about this. So you're a devil, right? So you're this demon, and once a year, you get to go out and find bad kids. You have like 5 choices. You can jump on a rocking horse with them, as per the Carta song.
Yeah.
You can beat them with sticks.
Yeah. Or whip them with whips.
Or whip them with whips. You can,
Can you dip them with dips?
Can you trip them with trips?
Can you eat them with chips?
Well, if you dip them with dips, I would assume that you could eat them with chips.
Can you crip them with grips?
I don't know.
Can you flip them with
that might piss off the bloods.
But like he's also got a fucking bathtub with which to put children in.
What does he do with the bathtub?
He ties them up and drags them around.
He either fills them with water and drowns them. It's not like he goes to a lake, he brings his own like drowning device. And I'm assuming holds them under the water. And
the parents just stand by and watch.
Hey guys, I'm the Krampus, got a bathtub out in my car. Can I get a hand with this real quick?
Help me drag it in. I used to have skis on it, but not anymore, and so I have to drown
it. I used to be able to carry this thing around by myself, but I threw out my back, so if you drag this in for me, I'll whip you a little bit and throw you in the tub.
Don't worry, I have keyless entry on the Volvo.
I'm here to pursue your buxom women and drown your kids.
But yeah, or he eats them, which I assume, like, maybe what he does is he drowns them in the water and then sets a fire with his thing and boils them like a stew.
Yeah, throw some milk in there, a couple of potatoes. Maybe you got yourself a stew going.
Got yourself a stew going, yeah. Or he just takes them to hell.
That's kind of boring.
Well, aren't they going to go there anyway?
Yeah.
That seems like the
But here's the thing. I thought the Christian ideals behind this was all about the forgiveness and all that jazz. So don't they have a point?
I guess there's no forgiveness in Austria.
Well, maybe the Krampus comes and be like, you repent. And the kid's like, I repent. All right, slash. Okay, bye. I'll see you next year.
So wait. Do you think this is just like where your dad used to dress up like Santa to bring presents? Your dad would dress up like this demon and whip you with sticks?
Oh. I don't know. Whoa.
Yeah, it was just the Krampus.
It was the Krampus.
Kind of actually, horrible there.
Do you think that holds up in a court of law?
Probably.
That's awesome.
Oh, dein Krampus.
The Krampus and them.
What, is it Japanese German or something?
Yes.
The Krampus.
This is...
Oh, brought a bunch of honor to family by taking away children.
Well, then wouldn't that be the Krampus?
No, you see, the Japanese Krampus is a samurai warlord, a water demon that comes up from bottom of bridge. He drags a wheelbarrow behind him.
Should I give him the cramps, boss?
My favorite. Okay, so this is a podcast. My favorite part was he made a little like a puppet hand when he said that.
What? No, it was a clamp.
It was a clamp. Okay.
I was doing the clamp.
The clamp.
Clampus.
Give him the clamp, sir.
Is it like Jed Clampus?
No, it's Futurama, basically. The robot. The clamp guy. Clamps. Yeah.
Clamps. Oh, clamps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I give him the cramps, boss?
Clamps, boss.
That's where it comes from. The cramps.
The cramps?
Yeah, if you got a cramp, it's the Krampus did it.
What?
Krampus did it.
This is a terrible, terrible rebuilding of... folk tales and more.
Dude, I want
to
have a
We're
fucking...
trying to explain things.
We are trying to educate the people about the Krampus.
Oh, yeah, we are
so if you ever have a cramp in your leg, it's from
it's
the Krampus.
Krampus. Okay, the Krampus. Yeah. Because, you know, a celestial being like that, just not celestial, but, you know, a paranormal being like that really cares. So you're like, heck, did you cramp? You're going to lead yourself to sin now.
Listen, okay, listen.
If you get it while you're in the pool or a large body of water, you could drown, and it said he drowns things, so...
What if you're saved already?
Okay, so...
You've been in space dicks too long, you're going to hell.
Well, let me just put this out there. If we're assuming, like, there's hell, there's going to be a lot of devils. There's not, like, 12 devils.
No, don't get me started on those.
No. We're God, hypothetical. Like, okay. Like mythology, folklore.
We're talking about, like, a Vertigo kind of sense that there's
sure.
a shit ton of hells. But,
yeah. Sure. We're talking, let's say this is in Sandman, in Neil Gaiman's fucking universe.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have hell. There's a lot of demons.
And fallen angels and watchers and all that jazz.
So, like, they can't all be, like, the Morning Star or the Demon of Retribution. Sometimes you're like, I'm the Demon of... stubbed toes. Like, they don't all have good jobs.
It's a lame occupation.
Some of the demons have crap jobs.
That guy gets around.
Like, yes, he does. He manages to visit me every day.
You know, he's got the gig that, you know...
He picks on people with bad vision and motor skills.
He's like...
It's like, yes, Satan.
Your tongue will be pain for minutes.
You'll say a curse word and you'll be here soon.
But think
Let
about
me just
it.
Move this filing cabinet over here.
I said, curse. You said, God damn it, yes, Undertaker book, yes, yes, you're going to heaven.
But think about it. He's got a lot of work. Like the demon of fiery brimstone, like, he only gets a gig, like, every time there's a volcanic eruption, like...
Or maybe he kind of just sits there and just be like, you know, oh, you burnt yourself by jumping over the fire. Hey, you goddamn stupid frat boy.
He's like, this was a lot easier before science.
Yeah, bitches use lights now. I used to set houses on fire.
Like, he doesn't get a lot of work. So, you know, he might be struggling to make do. Like, you know...
Maybe he's always over in barbecue, like, you know...
Like, he's branched out. He's branched out.
Barbecue joint.
Maybe that's why Four Rivers is so good.
Oh, he sold his...
Can we go to Four Rivers?
That guy sold
his... No, they're closed on Sunday. Like Chick-fil-A. God damn it.
Derpy Show.
Well, apparently, Boar just told my entire World Warcraft guild that I am terrible.
I'm trying to get him kicked out so he switches to my server.
Oh, okay.
You want me... That's pretty fucked up.
Wow.
Yes, wow. That's what we're talking about.
God damn it, wow. I started playing Eve today, so God help me.
Eve?
Online, yep.
God.
I'm waiting for Dust 514, so I think it's 514. I'm waiting for Dust.
So wait. So you played WoW, only you didn't play WoW.
Yeah.
And then you played...
Now he's playing the spreadsheet game.
Not just the spreadsheet.
You are so right. But I'm not going into marketing, though. I'm not doing the market stuff.
I think I'd rather play Excel than Eve.
You know, at least in Excel, you can find, like, the hidden, like, level of blood. You know what I'm talking about?
What? This intrigues me. You played a Facebook game.
I was not playing a Facebook game.
You played a Facebook game.
I wasn't. I was playing...
DJ Snorlax.
Also...
He's playing...
It was on a Facebook game. It's called Arcane Empires. It's an RTS on Android.
It looked like a Facebook game.
Your mom's a Facebook game because everyone fucking pokes her.
I like that.
So, this is actually, I'm quoting this from a Cracked article, so I could be wrong because my only source is Cracked. However,
that's probably wrong.
They sound legitimate.
However, in Microsoft Office 95, so this is going back quite a while.
It's far enough back that nobody can actually, like,
verify
that it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear God, it's nearly 10, 20 years. Can't do math.
Dear God, it's almost 10 years ago.
20 years ago.
Yeah, we know.
Shut up.
But there's something called the Hall of Tortured Souls. If you clicked, if you did a certain, like, series of clicks, you'd open up an Easter egg, which would be a separate game. In Excel 95. Like, yes, the game that makes spreadsheets. There's this weird, like, 3D room that you can walk through, and it has a box that says the Hall of Tortured Souls. Like, that's what the window actually says.
It looks like the 3D maze screensaver.
Yep. And there's, like, it looks like it's raining blood outside. There's all these weird lakes.
Oh, how creepy.
The graphics are actually better than Eve.
What are those pictures of the creators or something?
And then apparently, well, there is, like, a weird, like, photo of all the creators sitting around, like, a table. Kind of like The Last Supper. It's very bizarre.
That's blasphemous.
But yeah, so that's one of those evil things.
Well, that's just like that cheat I remember always doing in Minesweeper, where you can glitch out. There's, like, a certain file you have to save, and then when you open up Minesweeper, when you hover your mouse over a square and remove it, there's a stuck pixel. And whenever that stuck pixel is there, that means there's a mine under there. And you could always, like, break the game from that.
Do you like actually playing video games, or do you just prefer to, like, cheat at them?
I'm not cheating at them. I like to go and, like, I don't know, I like hacking things. I like to, you know, tear apart a device and make it work the way it wasn't supposed to work. And sometimes better. But I'm not that good at it, so, I mean...
You know what? I'll concede you that one. That sounds cool. That's okay.
Okay. You said something I do is cool. Yay.
Aw, you guys are building a friendship.
Yay!
Fuck Steven!
Oh, it was good while it lasted.
You were his only friend.
Oh.
That MySpace wall is very barren now.
You're my face wall.
My face wall.
Derpy show.
Guys, ASL.
ASL, here's my picks. What do you think? Is I hot?
435. High Elf, Lothlorien.
Okay, so there's no chicks, I'm out of here.
I like, apparently I put sex as High Elf. Because that really explains it all.
Maybe they only have one gender.
Maybe.
That would explain Orlando Bloom in the Lord of the Rings series.
Don't wreck the elf, no.
So that's why Gimli was so into
Now you can justify your homosexual feelings.
Just Yay. Like the same thing goes with all the visual key Kai Cove people, too.
Oh, god damn it. You brought up that...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Heard again.
Why?
What the hell's Kikai Ko?
Visual K, I think it's what it's called. It's the Japanese, like,
yeah,
singer.
Yeah, it's Visual
stuff,
K, and he says Kikai Ko.
I can never get the pronunciation right until it rolls off the tongue. You're like, oh, K. Cool K.
But you mispronounce it every single time the same way.
The K-pop people are doing the same thing, making androgynous guys look like women, and I looked at that, like, my friend was just like, oh, it showed me a picture of Mana from Malice Mizer and stuff like that. And Mana's just like, ooh, this guy that, like, dolls himself up to the point where he looks like... I can't even tell what he looks like anymore because of the androgyny, but the first time I ever saw his picture, he was like, yeah, she's pretty hot, isn't she? I'm like, oh, yeah, she's totally hot. He's like, would you do her? Like, yeah, I totally do her. And he was like, that's a dude. I'm like, oh, God, no.
You see, I'm going to tell you right now. If... I don't know where I'm going with that.
Where you go with this? You just stop.
Well, you see,
I was ready to learn.
Yeah, I was ready to learn too. I'm ready to hear this.
So, like
you say, use your words.
If you have someone and they've disguised, like a dude, and he has put on makeup and an outfit to appear to look as if like a woman, mm-hmm. and is sufficiently feminine enough to look like a woman.
Yes, societal.
By society's norms.
Passes that, yeah.
Then, like, it's totally straight to think that they're attractive if they look like an attractive woman.
Yeah. If it follows the actual, like, you know, the what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like, mores of a
In summation, society. That's why DJ Snorlax's history in his browser is full of ladyboys.
Listen,
it's not gay.
It's not gay until you see the penis show.
Because they look like a chick.
It's called traps for a reason. You don't find out till it's too late.
Well, I don't know. I just looked
and
at it like, what the fuck?
That's why he bookmarked it.
No, seriously, ever since then, every time I saw, like, a picture of, like, a visual... God, I can't even get this right. K. Visual K. I said, right? It's K-E-I, right?
Yeah.
Is it Kai? K. No, it's K-A-I. Oh, man, the weeaboo's gonna hate me. Ever since I saw those pictures, I'm just like, is it a guy or a girl? It's a girl. Okay, is it a guy or a girl? It's a guy. Is it a guy? Oh, a new type. What the fuck's a new type?
What the fuck is a new type?
In Japan, a new type's basically both. Like Poison is on like the Street Fighter games and all the other ones. A new type is basically neither boy no girl, nor girl. It's an androgynous kind of thing. I thought new types was basically from the Gundam series, where like the new types were like, you know, the super soldiers and shit like that.
So basically you have to strip them down and look at their genitals to see what they are.
Sometimes they have both.
All right.
So a new type in Japan is basically like a transhuman... In the sense of both sexes.
Like on Community, the Greendale human being.
Yes.
I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, completely genderless.
Yeah, genderless, raceless.
I don't know, but most pictures of new types I've seen have boobs.
Is it weird that I kind of want to buy a morph suit to make a human being outfit?
No.
Derpy show.
Bill Nye is getting a TV show, but not on the actual networks. He's getting it on YouTube. So have you guys ever heard about that?
I can have a show on YouTube. How is this special?
Well, it's because it's tied to some kind of really big subscription-based channel or something like that. It's Bill fucking Nye!
Bill Nye, the science guy.
I got everything I can think from Bill Nye. That in Beekman's world, but Beekman I don't think was an actual...
Beekman was awesome!
He wasn't a professor, was he?
I don't think so.
Okay, I mean, Bill Nye is actually, you know, the head of, like,
he had his own world, though. That
he
has
did.
To count for something.
And he talked to crazy rats and a chick that walked in that looked like she was high all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. I never got
it. It was like the stoner version of Bill Nye.
True. But still good. So, but Bill Nye's an actual doctor.
I actually did prefer that one as a kid, too.
But Bill Nye's a fucking doctor.
Yeah.
Beekman is not.
I don't know, when you're 15 or 13 or 12 or whatever, you care more about the rat costume.
I was like 4 or 5, yeah. So yeah, I can forget about that. Yeah.
Do you know who else is a doctor?
Sayus?
Mayim Bialik.
Dr.
Sayus. AKA Blossom.
Blossom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From...
She has a doctorate in neuroscience.
She's on
Blossom.
She's
from...
on Big Bang Theory now.
Whoa!
Blossom from what?
Yeah. Blossom. Blossom from Blossom.
Yeah.
Whoa!
What's Blossom?
It was a show in, like, the mid-90s with Joey Lawrence.
So her nerdy character on Big Bang Theory is actually somewhat close to reality, probably.
Well, kind of, except that, like, she's super rad and funny in real life.
Okay,
and
so
not,
she's
like,
not all awkward and stupid.
Correct. Okay. She's also way cuter when she's not dressed up like that character.
Yeah, well, they intentionally make her look weird.
I think chicks with, like, a degree in, like, the science or, like, you know, engineering, that's a pretty hot thing.
Did I already talk about how much I hate Big Bang Theory on the show yet?
After you told me that, I watched an episode without a laugh track. That was awkward as fuck.
Yeah, it would be.
And I didn't get the psychological, like, you know, Pavlovian response to just like, oh, I should laugh too, because it's funny. I was more like, I still don't get the joke.
So, let me go ahead and explain why...
Wait, you didn't get the jokes?
No, I got some of them, but I didn't get the laughter out of the jokes. I'm like, I get it. But I didn't laugh.
I'd like to explain why I don't like the Big Bang Theory. I understand
Nerd Rage.
That a lot of nerds are going to be upset with me about this.
They're already upset because they like stereotype.
Well, a lot of nerds actually really like the Big Bang Theory. Like, they're like, oh, that's my people. Only it's not. Like, the nearest thing I can compare the Big Bang Theory to is an old-timey minstrel show. Where white people would dress up like black people, they'd do blackface, and they'd be like, yes, a massive jump around over to here, what's we gonna do up in this day? And make fun of black people, and then all the white people would be like, oh, that's so fucking funny. Like, Big Bang Theory, like, instead of having, like, a show for nerds about nerds, it's a show about nerds for the people that picked on the nerds in high school.
Yeah, that's what
like,
it is.
Instead of making any jokes that are relevant or current, or actually acknowledge the actual nerds. They're like, haha, look at these fucking nerds. Look how fucking weird they are. Isn't it cool that we're not nerds? Fuck those guys. And anybody who's an actual nerd, who's a really big, who's like in on the show, like, you're fucking selling out our people. Like, the show is against us.
Wait,
it's not
right there.
For
our
us.
People? We're not like the Gentiles or like, you know, the freaking Jews or something here.
No, but as a nerd, we
are people. I mean, when you start drawing that line, you're just no different than just basic being, you know, like the black people and the white people. Why don't we just stop that? Because I know a lot of nerds that are just completely sociable and completely, you know, applicable to life outside of it. They're not obsessed with certain things, but they are closeted in the sense that they still will publicly do their whole, like, you know, hobby, but they don't give a fuck about the whole lines and genres. I mean,
well,
for somebody that's so big on, like, the anti-categorization of music... The whole nerd thing, that seems strange.
Well, here's what I'm saying. It's that, like, that's a title that's been thrown at us. Mm-hmm. So I feel that we should own it and take it and use it for a web. And we have, like, Nerdapalooza.
We're taking it back.
Nerdy show. Like, we own that phrase. But when I say, like, our people, I don't mean, like, we should draw the line in the sand and do it. But instead of being like, oh, right, everyone else says the show is funny, and I guess since they said Star Trek once or twice, I guess I should laugh at this. Instead of just being like, oh man, we're getting some sort of representation, we should actually, like, want things that appeal to us. And of course, it's not going to appeal to all of us. It's not going to appeal to every nerd. It's not going to appeal to everything. Because not every nerd loves Doctor Who. Not every nerd loves Dungeons & Dragons. Not all nerds are, we're not all the same. But there are things that unite us. And sometimes it's people fucking with us, that unites us. And there are a lot more nerds out there than I think we give ourselves credit for. So I think we should be able to say, I don't want a show that treats World of Warcraft like it's a fucking dirty secret and not something fun and cool that fucking, at its low point right now, 9 million people in the world play on a regular basis.
Well, then what about the nerd, like, game, like, was it reality shows coming out soon?
Well, I mean, some of that stuff's good, but, like, I'm not, like, part of that is, like, anytime there's a nerd reality show, it's not, hey, man, let's see who's actually going to be awesome at being a nerd. It's a network television saying, hey, look at all these fucking weirdos. Let's have all the quote-unquote normal people point and laugh at them.
Well, another,
it's like throwing us to the lions in fucking ancient Greece.
Another part of it is that, like, nerd chic is sort of a thing, and hipsters want to appear to be nerds, and they'll put on, like glasses.
Zelda, belt buckles,
now,
and let's, stuff
yeah.
like
now,
that.
Let's,
so there's a lot of nerd posers, so
well,
a show like that panders to this sort of...
sensibility?
Yeah.
But if people want to watch it, I'm okay with that. And if people want to be nerds, they can be nerds. Like, I'm not... going to say there's anything wrong with that. I'm not going to call anyone a nerd poser, because that's not cool.
I thought it was just the fact of just being yourself, and if it fits into the certain, like, peg
being
hole
yourself.
Of being a nerd, then... But then you have to question, what is a nerd, what is a geek, what is all these fucking categories?
It doesn't matter what those categories are.
Does it matter?
The idea is that you, it's just you like these things.
So do you have to like something that's on the edge of society? Like, you know,
no.
I fucking love to make, you know... I fucking love to collect buttons, and I'm a fucking nerd with buttons and stuff like that, so...
No.
So,
see, there's no...
I hope there are no button nerds.
There are button nerds.
Yeah.
Collect
terrible.
Buttons.
I don't
know.
Buttons.
Yeah.
They collect
I don't
buttons.
Like these nerds.
It's a collection thing. I mean, there's people that collect video games.
Is there any nerd button people listening that I don't like you?
But, like, see what I'm saying? Like we're not all one unit, but we can... like, it doesn't... We shouldn't allow, our, like, anyone in our... that is similar to us or that... that it is us, we shouldn't be like, oh man, since we're getting some representation, it's okay, we'll take the slings and arrows.
So
like,
you want to avoid heavy stereotyping.
Like,
is
you should... Stereotyping. Like,
yeah.
we there will be stereotypes, and that's okay, because that's how we can relate. But it's fucking sad when they're trying to say, hey, this is a show for nerds, but got World of Warcraft less accurate than South Park.
That's true.
Like, that's what's fucked up. Like, nothing's accurate. It's not for nerds. It's for the people who want to laugh at nerds, not with nerds.
They do have a science guy. Like, they've got,
on set?
Yeah.
And actually, when they do...
They've got a guy that'll double-check all the math equations and
well, I noticed
of the
some
science.
Of their programming,
yeah,
too.
But they don't have anyone that checks any of their comic book facts, any of their video game facts, or any of that shit. So what does it matter? So they got some science facts, right? That's just more pandering to me. Like, it's just trying to... It's like, I don't know... to use a phrase that a lot of people use long time, it's like rearranging deck chairs in the Titanic. It doesn't fucking matter. It just looks like you're doing something when you're not actually doing anything.
Hmm.
Like, I'm also pretty mad that Big Bang Theory is so, like, fucking everyone loves this show, and Community gets such low ratings, even though that show is actually really accurate to fans, is really, really funny, really, really witty. It's an intelligent show for nerds about weird, normal people,
yeah.
Whereas Big Bang Theory is a show... by normal people, about nerds, for quote-unquote normal people.
Mm.
And that's why it just doesn't work for me.
The freak show thing, I gotcha.
And that's how I feel. Fuck y'all.
Derpy show.
If you want to know, like, one of the most hipster fucking pretentious things I can say, is one of my favorite film genres is 1920s silent German impressionist films.
Fuck yeah! The Cabinet of Caligari, whatever his name
the
is.
The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Yeah, Caligari and
any,
the fucking Metropolis. I love Metropolis.
Anything by Fritz Lang.
Yes.
So you've got Metropolis.
And
Sigurd,
early Salvador Dali films, too.
Yes, there's also a really good Sigurd Vall song.
Train Break!
I was gonna say Nintendo 64. Our Game Boy.
Were you a llama having, like deciding to go to sleep very dramatically?
Like the Yaya synth is going in there, like, wah, 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 it's, wah, wah, you, wah, wah, wah.
It's like a llama's really tired and just goes,
moo. Hey, it sounds like a giraffe is dying over there.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I've heard the ska song before.
The one ska song.
There's only ska is not a genre. It's one song.
No, it's not.
It's one song that a lot of bands know how to play.
No. Ska is six waves. There's different waves of ska.
Six waves of ska.
Now it's up to eight waves, I think. Now I don't know.
Well, I've heard all six of them, and they're in each song.
Yes, you're pretty much right. But when you throw in the punk music and the hardcore rock, that's more like the sixth wave. But then some people are going to be like, no, Voodoo Glow Schools in the early 90s with Bad Brains introduced the punk feel. Same with My Boston's, too. Stupid music genre stuff that people are going to probably rage about. I don't know if there's any music dicks on the whole forums, but...
Dicks.
There's any music dicks
on... I thought there's a podcast on the Fellow Nerdy Show podcast, kind of like, you know, community, that does music.
Nobody likes ska, though. I think we can just agree on
that. I think people like ska.
Not anymore.
Come on.
I like ska. It's not 1998 anymore. No,
I like
one likes ska.
My Boston's came through a few weeks ago, and I would have killed the guy.
Yeah, man, I bet they had half a house at House of Blues.
No, they had actually a pretty slammed house. They don't really go on tour.
Sure.
Yeah, they did. They did! I miss them! No, I was going to say, like, when...
I did go to a ska show once, and it was seriously, like, there was all these bands playing the same song.
Yeah, you're right. No, the genre itself is it's just like any other genre. It's got
okay,
the same
another time, I was at a Random Encounter concert, and there was a ska band that opened for them. It was at, like, Florida Supercon, I believe. And for, like, the first couple of songs, everybody was like, oh, this is pretty good, this is not bad. But then they kept playing what sounded like
the
same songs, and you get really tired of it after about five.
Do you remember when we were going to make a ska band?
We're still doing that.
Okay.
I'm down for that.
Did we have, I don't remember
we
the
We just
name
need
was.
To actually find
Do
a
stuff.
Band.
Derby Show.
I love Colonial Williamsburg.
Virginia. Oh, I've been there before.
I like it.
Try living near it.
I'm sure it's awful.
Oh. I had friends that used to, like,
it's great.
Live in one of the old houses that the tour routes would go through and stuff like that.
Here's the thing. If you live in Williamsburg and people come to visit you, like, from out of state, the only thing they want to do is go to Colonial Williamsburg. So, after you have about, you know, maybe three people visit you after you start living there, you get really fucking sick of reenactors.
But they're like the paid SCA actors.
Here's the thing, is you would go to Target and there would just be reenactors everywhere. You know, like, they're everywhere if you live in Williamsburg.
Oh, tragic. They're like the Amish.
So you're saying I'm not allowed to, like, do the show as
It's like you're at a
Thomas
convention
Payne.
That doesn't end.
But
because there's just all these role players around you.
God damn it. I just gained plus five in my blacksmithery.
So, you know, I know some people that would say that was heaven.
They probably, yeah. Maybe some people would
guess.
Think that.
I don't know.
I'm the type that would gag after a very short period of time.
Nice.
Derby Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now, a very special subject in which we present to you the most knowledgeable man in the entire galaxy, Bostradamus.
Bring your questions unto me and I shall answer them.
Bostradamus, what makes number two pencils so goddamn special?
The answer to that question actually lies in the question. The number two. Number two it's an important thing in all aspects. Version 2.0 is always better than version 1.0.
What about 3.0?
And it's the same with pencils. Originally, there was the pencil 1.0, where they just put a little piece of rock, and then they wrapped it in some mashed up paper material.
What about
like
the
it
3?
It was papyrus, basically.
What about the number 3 pencil?
But in 2.0, they actually put lead or graphite in the middle.
But 3.0 pencil's a pen.
Are you Bostradamus?
Yeah, if you're not, then go fuck yourself.
No!
Alright, Bostradamus, I have another question. Why does Hawaii have interstate highways?
It's
See, that's actually a very intelligent question. And back in 1972, there was a project to make a highway from Hawaii up to Alaska. Unfortunately, due to the cold climate in Alaska, it caused a lot of shifting and made the highway really brittle in the Alaska
unsafe
section.
Yeah.
And you know how if you have something that's hot and then it goes rapidly to cold, then it can sometimes break, and that happened with the Hawaii-Alaska road.
Gotcha.
Is that one side was cold and one side was hot, so it basically lost all structural integrity.
Why not just go straight to California? It's shorter distance.
Who wants to go to California?
I mean, honestly, because then you'd be stuck going to Mulholland on the A1A.
Wait.
They got like 35 minutes, but you should really just take it faster and go down the beach line.
But isn't California going to eventually meet up with Hawaii? Because I thought California was going to separate from the coast. When's that going to happen?
Is this a separate question?
Maybe. Is there a quota we have to meet? We only get to be given three questions?
Do you want that to be one of your three questions?
No.
Okay.
Wait. He's going to write three questions.
I've got a good one. Nostradamus, why can't you tickle yourself?
Well, I'm not ticklish. I mean, my girlfriend can't tickle me.
I know the answer to this for real, though.
Holy shit! Hipsterdamus! What is the answer?
The way people react to tickling is actually a response to your body feeling threatened. And because you're trying to tickle yourself, you know that it's coming, so you can't feel threatened tickling yourself, so you just don't react.
But the correct answer is because nobody can tickle me. Next question.
So I found the answer to how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
That doesn't sound like a question.
No, but I found the answer. Fuck Forstradamus, I figured this one out.
Google Stradamus.
Well, apparently there was a group of students at a junior high that conducted an extensive study. And they concluded that it would take a statistical average of 144 licks. However...
That's bullshit. One time I actually did it and it was closer to 300.
Well, here you go.
How wet is your tongue?
No, hold on. Because they were a junior high school, Purdue University said, fuck those kids, we're going to do a real study. And they made a fucking human tongue-licking machine.
Well, yeah, of course you would have to.
And they found that it took an average of 364 licks.
So, I did better science when I was 12 than junior high kids, I guess.
Who are 12.
So what you're saying is you're slightly better than the kids of Swarthmore Junior High.
I probably was younger than
12. But Nostradamus, you don't have a degree.
Yeah, I do. What are you talking about?
A degree in what? Douchebaggery?
Hey! I don't know what the hell's happening.
I don't know either. Numerology's not a science, asshole!
Nostradamus, why do you know
what?
So much?
Do you have a degree in numerology?
You have
no.
A degree in numerology?
Neo Faust is just making shit up.
Nostradamus.
I think we broke him.
Nostradamus is like the tomato soup of Russian Damas.
Nostradamus.
Borscht isn't made out of tomatoes.
I thought it was a pet space.
Nostradamus.
Bears.
It's made out of bears. It's
Battlestar
all.
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
Are they all a bunch of like rabid bears in space?
Do you have any more questions for Nostradamus?
Yes, I do. I do.
Can I go back
one
in my hole?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Well, quickly, if he sees a shadow, we'll get 6 more weeks of hurricane weather.
You'll get 6 more weeks of no Nostradamus.
Quickly, someone offer him up his bottle of rum and gummy bears.
Everybody knows that Nostradamus only needs cherry Dr. Pepper and gummy bears. How did you know about the gummy bears?
Oh my god! Faustrodamus! Oh.
Well, don't put me there. Don't put me up like that.
Now, I actually would rather...
We only put him down.
But then he gets up again. You're never going to keep him down.
He does get knocked down.
A lot. Because I trip.
Combo breaker.
I know, right?
Like,
fuck
I do.
You. Did you even realize we were quoting a song?
Yeah, I know. Chumbawamba.
You just fucked it up.
And you trip like I do. So I went there with, you know, Filter and Crystal Method.
You can't, like... fucking DJ sample in while we're trying to do like a fucking song quote.
Can't you? Can't you trip like I do?
Oh. You're the worst.
Am I the worst?
You might actually physically be the worst. like categorically speaking.
Can we ask Purdue to run some tests just to verify that he's scientifically the worst?
I don't know.
There's a battery of tests.
I think I can outrun all of you guys.
You might need that tongue-licking machine.
Machine? For what?
You just let Purdue worry about that.
You let the guys with degrees.
Let the science people worry about that.
Oh, man.
Hey, let Purdue do that voodoo that you do.
Yeah, I saw where the lady raps about shoop the whoopin'.
Shoop the whoopin'.
She's actually correct.
Shoop the whoop. Shoop the whoop. Shoop the whoop. Shoop the whoop. Is that what she says?
Shoop, shoop.
I facepalm pretty hard there. And now coming out of facepalm. Going back.
Yeah, seriously, when these guys said Quad Cities, I really wanted to go into a Quad City DJ song about the train. I don't want to ride the train.
Get on the train. Ooh, ooh, and ride it. Ooh, ooh. Get on the train.
Aren't the words.
Those aren't the words.
Yeah, that's not
come on, ride the
come
train.
Come on, ride the train. And ride it.
You didn't even have the right amount of syllables.
Dude.
You know what? The last time I heard that song was like a dance in junior high.
Yeah, that's true.
Forgive me for not knowing all the words.
Just like the Tootsie Roll and the hoop. There it is.
I know that you guys are really used to like going to the fucking skating rink and doing like couples skate.
That's my fucking job.
You know one thing about the song Tootsie Roll that will always help me place it when that song came out is because 1994 is like one of the first lyrics.
You're very correct.
It's true.
Yeah.
Tootsie roll. Do you know how to do the Tootsie Roll?
No.
Yeah, it's like the butterfly.
Oh yeah, it is. I do
like
see
the, one of the early song. One of the early lyrics is also, what's it like the butterfly? Not oh, that's oh. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Oh, Tootsie Roll. Oh.
Wait, or was the 1994 thing the train? I get those songs confused.
It's just like
basically
rhythm,
the same
yeah,
song
yeah.
in my head.
It's just like Rhythm as a Dancer is just every other house.
It's a form
song.
Of cancer.
What?
Does it make your poop white?
This show just gave me cancer.
It did. Sorry,
it's insensitive.
Actually, I think we should probably start putting a warning.
Yes,
this show has been shown by the state of California to cause cancer.
And brain aneurysms.
You can pretty much put that label on anything.
A doctor told me it was true, so.
Yeah, we cause brain aneurysms too, so watch it.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a form of cancer.
Is that how the tongue goes?
No!
I love that because it's the first kind of synth line I learned.
Hey, the song is spelled differently than the candy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Tootsie Roll?
It is from 1994, you're right about that. I don't know if it's in the lyrics, but it is from 1994.
Wow. Well, you know what?
So,
do you know who sings it?
It's like Sound Foundry.
69 Boys.
How do you know that?
Wow!
I was a DJ in the 90s.
He was a DJ.
Oh, were you for real?
Yeah. And the early 2000s.
Yeah, seriously. This guy DJ. DJ.
Derpy Show. So anyway, I'm just going to try to be as much like Thomas Jefferson at all times now.
What, a douchebag that steals ideas and, like, you know...
dead?
And shocks animals?
That's Thomas Edison.
Oh.
Thomas Edison and Thomas Jefferson are different fucking people. Neil Faust. What the fuck?
Neil Faust, please.
Neil Faust, please.
Neil Faust, please. They're all the same to me. That's American history.
All right, so you want it to be more like Thomas Alva Jefferson.
Yes.
So you're gonna be moving on up.
Oh man, man.
To the east side.
Yes.
And then you're gonna have a face off with Andros, you know, Nikolai.
All right.
Tesla.
What the wrong guy again? God damn it.
Wasn't he the Tsar of Hungary?
I'm gonna fight you so hard.
I don't get what you're so angry about, because ever since the Krauser, of, you know.
Alright, so why do you want to be like George Jefferson?
I don't want to be like George Jefferson.
What a Jefferson Airplane?
What do you have against Weezy?
Yeah, what do you have against Jefferson Airplane?
I fucking quit. I'm going home.
Next time on Derpy Show.
Neil Faust has a very heavy diet that involves a lot of eating pennies.
Yeah, I like the pennies.
He goes to the mall and basically just drinks the water out of the fountain, and there happens to be a lot of pennies in there sometimes.
Yeah.
And he wonders why his poop has a coppery smell.
Derpy Show.
We talked about child rape.
We talked about child rape.
Derpy Show.
And it also sounds like you said fuck tea.
Derpy Show.
What's do logical? No, I do logical fallacies every day. What's crossing?
You are a logical fallacy.
I am.
You know, I had a logical fallacy once, but I went to the doctor and he gave me this cream to rub on it and it cleared up really quickly.
I thought they had pills for that.
They do now. You know, this is a couple years ago.
Derpy Show.
I'm the loneliest player in the entire world of Warcraft.
Derpy Show.
On a less serious note, I had chicken today.
Hey, I had chicken too.
Yeah, my chicken was...
There was chicken in my burrito.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Let's eat all the birds.
Derpy Show.
What does the yellow poop say?
Hey guys, I'm the yellow poop.
Oh hey, yellow poop. Yeah, what do you
like
say?
You like a Power Ranger?
I'm probably indicative of a digestive disorder.
Derpy Show.
Dude, they have tasty ass gummies, by the way. Gummy like vitamins.
Have you ever had a good ass gummy?
Oh, man, I've never had a good ass gummy. I've had a bad ass gummy.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcast videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, at Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.